This is Ted Kennedy. Congress and the country want a ban on nuclear tests. The question is, does President Reagan? In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, Congress is sending an unmistakable message to the Reagan administration that it's time to stop the nuclear arms race by stopping nuclear weapons tests. The House has passed tough legislation to cut off funds for nuclear tests at the end of this year, as long as the Russians do the same, and if they accept inspections to verify compliance. Even the Republican Senate is on board, Bob, in spite of your opposition. A 2-to-1 bipartisan majority has just called on the administration to start negotiating a comprehensive test ban. The logic of a test ban is irrefutable, Bob. You can't have an arms race without testing new weapons. If you stop the weapons tests, you stop the arms race. That's why every president since Eisenhower has endorsed a test ban, Bob, and so should President Reagan.
Ted, every time the Soviets issue a press release on arms control, you're out on the street yelling, extra, extra, read all about it. Sure, the Soviets want a total ban on nuclear testing. That's because they've completed the tests they need to jump out ahead of us in weapons technology. Sure, they would love for us to sign on to an agreement that would be unverifiable, so they could violate it with impunity, the way they violated every other arms control agreement they've ever signed. Ted, we can make progress on limiting some nuclear testing, but you haven't offered much except what the Soviets' PR office keeps cranking out. Admit the White House knows what it's doing, and join us in finding a realistic solution to arms control. This is Senator Bob Dole. The symbol of communist failure celebrates another tragic anniversary, the Berlin Wall. Hear more tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.